stacks of the public library. I searched for something I was missing. I went to find number 92 in the Dewey Decimal System. That's the secret code for biographies of the famous and the infamous, from Amelia E. to Alexander the G to Mr. Christopher Columbus. But I was not after tales of pilots, kings, or genocidal sailors. Rather the story of a strange American author and one-time whaler. Herman M. That's him, the beardy bard who brought us Moby Dick. I always liked that book of his, and I wanted to learn his trick. Well, I discovered Mr. Melville died a destitute romantic, despite his tales of maritime adventure in the Pacific and the Atlantic. Searched his whole lifetime for a whale of his own, and died with no answers, half crazy and more or less alone. My fiction ambitions took a hit with that bit of information. I mean, everybody has their own symbolic citation, but whales are weighty and some become allegorical albatrosses. So I threw away my harpoon and cut my library card and my losses. I gave up, it was time. I gave up, crime. I said to myself that what I've got is good enough. I gave up, I gave up. One hot August afternoon, I was taking calls in my cubicle, doing my job dealing with disputes that people found disputable. The ringer rang, I picked it up, I heard a lady on the line. She said, me in the parking lot downstairs tomorrow at 9. She hung up before I answered. I sat there staring at the phone. There had been something perplexingly persuasive in her tone. So it was the next morning, found me lurking in the lot. She was leaning on a pillar like in a thriller with a predictable plot. Her pantsuit was as black as the feet of an ancient wandering mystic. Her lips looked made of metal, but it was just silver lipstick. Wordlessly she handed me a package wrapped in brown. Her pump shift clicked as she departed, but they didn't make a sound. Well, you're wondering what was in the package. Trust me, I was too. It could have been poison or subversive literature for all I knew. But you could measure my pleasure with the very smallest measuring cup. It was a framed poster of a kitten saying never give up. I gave up, what else could I do? I gave up, so would you.
I mean, who doesn't like kittens, but enough is enough.
I gave up, I gave up. Down to blasphemy. I've had it with the power of positive thinking and the tyranny of tenacity. I can't live with stick-to-itiveness, this endless ambition. I'd rather relax and casually chant a mantra I really believe in.
I give up all of the time. I give up and I'm doing fine. Because I've got to be going when the going gets tough. I give up. I give up. I give up. All of the time, I give up, but I'm doing fine. Because I've got to be going when the going gets tough. I give up, I give up.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 355. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by The Burning Hell. That song is called Give Up, and that's on the album Public Library. That came out April 1st of this year on Headless Owl Records in the U.S., some other labels in Europe. This is the project of Matthias Kamm, who is based out of St. John's in Newfoundland, but he also spends a lot of time in Berlin, so maybe bounces between the two. Intercontinental man that he is. This is like the band's seventh album, the first time I've heard from him, and I really enjoy this album. It covers a lot of different ground, and it's just very pleasant and nice, fun and smart and literate. So yeah, maybe you'll hear more from The Burning Hell as I go back and pick up some of the older albums. Also, do catch up the videos for this album. There's two of them out, at least two, and they're both very, very witty. Anyway, music for you this week. I'm running a little late, so let's get this going. This is Weezer with a song, Do You Want to Get High?
Crush up the blue and inhale through your nose. Scrape every cork from the wood in the floor. Back, a rack, and stop at any point. Now I'm
surfing the wave, surfing the crimson wave today.
Covered quite a bit of ground there in just a few minutes, starting off with Weezer with the song Do You Want to Get High. That is from the band's new self-titled album. I think that we've all called that one the White Album. We all have to agree on colors for self-titled Weezer albums, I suppose. This one came out April 1st on Atlantic Records. It is hailed as a return to form for the band, and it certainly sounds like they wanted to make another Blue album, and in some cases, like that song there, that one probably would have fit in quite well. Other ones, just not as good, but I think it's a good Weezer album if you like that that early phase and, you know, aren't expecting it to be as good as that early phase. You know, Weezer, and they're always full of disappointment. After that, we heard from Taco Cat from Seattle, Washington. That song was called Crimson Wave, and it was on the album NVM, which came out back in 2014 on Hardly Art Records. I played a new song a couple weeks ago, and I told you how much I enjoyed that, and I'd find some of the older albums. So, poof, I found an older album, and I enjoy that song and that album. Although I must say, the new album, I like it better. So, it'll be like a, you know, some sort of weird every Taco Cat album rated from 1 to 8 or whatever that is constantly online that I never click on. And then we ended that set there with Bebe Galini with the song Adam. And that is from the All I Need All the Help I Can Get. And I'm not sure if that's an official release or if that's a demo or what, but you can find that on Bandcamp for a pay what you would like. It's just an album full of covers from a great kind of garage and power pop even quartet of ladies from Minneapolis. That song there, Adam, for example, is a cover of a song called ABBA by the Paragons, which I don't know what, maybe late 60s sometime. And they must say this, the songwriter of that is very litigious and is complaining anytime he finds a cover online. So good luck to B.B. Gollini in avoiding that man's wrath. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Coming up next, a couple of bands from London. This is Color Me Wednesday with the song Don't Tell Anyone.
I can eat my tofu with nothing on, and I don't care if I say it wrong. I'm not afraid to
Lush is back, and they've got a brand new EP called Blind Spot. That song is from the new EP. It's called Out of Control. It's released on Edamame Records April 15th. It is a fine EP, and it returned to kind of mid-period Lush. Before that, we heard from Color Me Wednesday with the song Don't Tell Anyone. That is on the new EP, Anyone and Everyone, which has been released on the band's own Dovetown Records. That came out March 30th of this year. And that album is very good. It's less pop-punk and more just pop, and it's kind of working for them. They're always a much smarter band than a pop-punk band, so this works out well, I think. I'm out of time, so let's wrap things up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock podcast number 355. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or follow me on any of your favorite social media websites, including Twitter and Facebook at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, coming up on the 16th, Murphy's Law is playing at the Prohibition Hall. Go Generation are playing that, and somebody else. I think it's a Rico birthday party, if I remember seeing the flyer right. Never been to Prohibition Hall, so I think I'd like to make that one. Or Absu is playing at the Riot Room tonight, if you want your black metal fix. Looking forward, the 29th, The Who are playing at the Sprint Center. The 2nd, Guided by Voices at the Bottleneck, or Mana Marth is playing on the 6th at the Granada. The 6th or the 7th is the Middle of the Map Fest. Hundreds of bands, some of them you care about. On the 11th, Tortoises of Granada or Harmar Superstars at the Bottleneck. So everyone's going to be in Lawrence for one show or the other. On the 19th, Off With Their Heads is playing at the Bottleneck. On the 20th, Flogging Molly is playing KC Live. That should be kind of crazy and drunken. On the 21st, Dirt Nap is playing at the Record Bar. Yeah, that'll be my first show back to the new Record Bar. Or the 21st, Hipshot Killer is playing at Davies as well. So that's going to be a hard choice to make. The 25th, Block Party is playing at the Madrid. The 26th, Dive is at the Bottleneck. And the 31st, Subhumans are playing at the Riot Room as well. So not the most updated concert calendar, but those are some things I know about that I care about. And hopefully I'll be around for them, and hopefully we'll run into each other. So let's play one last song here. This is the Comsat Angels with their hit, if they can have hits. Certainly not in the U.S. they didn't, but maybe in the U.K., with the hit Independence Day. This is on the band's first album, Waiting for a Miracle, which was released in 1980, but has just been re-released late last year on Edsel Records, giving this Sheffield, U.K. band a 2-CD treatment for their first album. And I had never really paid much attention to the album. I had only heard the singles, and it's just fantastic. It has skyrocketed into one of my top 20 albums of all times, I think. We'll do the math later, but it is really, really good. And this 2-CD version is nice because it includes some Peel sessions, some demos, and some of the demos I do like better than the occasionally overproduced, more new wave feel songs that made it onto the album. So definitely a reissue worth picking up. I think the first four albums have all been reissued in this 2-CD format, but this is the only one I picked up, and who knows, maybe I'll work my way through. But they were a band that shifted quickly, kind of like Wire or I don't know, or The Fall, or somebody else kind of that generation that shifted quickly from album to album as they figured out who they wanted to be or what they were interested in. Anyway, let's end things here. This is the Comsat Angels with the song Independence Day. Thanks for listening. We'll talk next week.